Have a good trip.
Okay, page 115, Simin, Tovkuf, Nun Aleph, Oisra, Fedi, Yeshnagul, Hatznia, Sakin, Shalshkitas, Shalshkita, Mirishkoidesh, Ve'elech. So this is something that we're not really familiar with because we don't do Shkita. We don't even know what an animal looks like. So I don't know what an animal looks like.
Go
to the slaughterhouse, go to Empire. It's a 4-hour drive. I don't think the Olam wants to go 4 hours.
No, usually
Empire?
The animals, early in the morning. Yeah. But they still do it until about 9:30, 10.
I know,
still
but if you're going to leave here at 9 o'clock, you're not going to get this.
Well, where do they do the shchita? Where is shchita done animals today?
You started about the earliest shchita you can see the tag is 7:30 in the morning.
But where do they do? Where today is behemoths? It's down south. Behemoths, they do a lot down south.
Well, you have Ali gets everything from Aurora. It's a suburb of Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Okay.
All right.
What's the closest one? What? They import. They import a lot of meat also.
Gashkin is in what do you call it?
Iowa.
And you get actually the closest is Baltimore. True.
In Baltimore, that is a shocker.
Yeah, but that's all
small time.
Talking about Bussar is Baltimore. Baltimore is the closest.
Okay, let's begin. We're up to Simon page 115. Simon. Simon Tovkuf, Nun Aleph, Oisrafei. Rabbi Yisrael, let's begin. V'yesh nohagu l'hatzniah ha-sakin shal shkita me'erish chodesh v'elech v'ein shreftin v'kiyim l'tzorech mitzvah l'choyle oi l'shabes oi milo p'gin aben u'chiyotzei bo. So some put away the knife, they do not do shkita period unless you have a special need for the dvar mitzvah, for Shabbos, for smilo, p'gin aben u'chiyotzei bo muven m'meila de b'ir gedoyla. It's self-understood that in a very large city, the shiyesh bo tamid kama choyloim v'kama yoldois v'harbe chalusha habrios, in a city where there are always sick people who need to eat meat, le'shaych le'atzniya ha'sakin, so it's possible to put away the knife. Because you have to, the business is open and thriving during the 9 days because you have to feed all the people.
Do they shut during the 9 days?
No. Everything is shut down.
Wow.
Summer vacation.
The OU won't allow it.
So what do they do for Shabbos?
They're frozen.
You're not getting anything
fresh.
No.
Not fresh. Wow. So Shabbos.
The 9 days is shut down and Chol HaMoed is shut down.
So every time you have a wedding, let's say on Chamisha Shabbat, you're not getting fresh meat.
Chamisha Sabav, you will. You could, but the trouble is, if you're getting aged meat, you're going to have it in the freezer from before, but you're not getting any.
And what about
oifos? No, there's no oifos also.
Wow, everything's shut down.
The OU used to get, they used to be this person did it, this person did it, Chalamai. They made it cooler for certain places that wanted to do it because they have other customers. So that they would let him do on Chol HaMoed, except for the last day Chol HaMoed, because the last day guy called me up and said, how come they let me do it? Only the last day Chol HaMoed, they don't let me shech. I said, because then it's guaranteed not going to be used till after Yom Tov. So that was the thing.
Okay.
Sometimes you have Pesach, it's not going to, they ran out of meat and they need it for a hotel, he's going to have meat. So they let him do Chol HaMoed.
Umuvon mimela the beir gedol sheish b'tamid kama chayla and kama yoldus v'habi chalusha d'abriyos l'shayach latzni hasak and you can't hide the knife and shul shetzorch l'hamid basal le hasar. What about Jews that have to provide meat for non-Jews? Hasar means mutar lishchayt beiroy l'shavua. What? Lishchayt ba'adoy l'shavua zo shechal tisha b'sochal. If you're working for the government, you have no choice. So if you're a shaychet. You're a shaykhid, you work for the goyim, and the goyim, they want meat, and this is your parnasa. So, of course, you're allowed to use your sack, and you're allowed to do shchita. Ulididon, merash chodesh rak lo yivarchu al hashchita kevan she'en yishol oichel mimen. Unbelievable halacha. That if you are doing shchita during the 9 days, and you know for a fact the meat is not going to be eaten by a Jew, because Jews don't eat meat during the 9 days, you're in a small city, and there are no sick people, and there are no weddings, and you don't eat for Shabbos. So who are you doing shchita for? You are certain you're doing shchita for a non-Jew. You do not make a bracha of ala shchita. Isn't that amazing? You would think, this is a very big finish, because you would think, so what? What difference does it make if the meat is going to be by a Jew, not a Jew? You make a bracha because you're doing a ma'isa shchita. a little lysa shrita, and since theoretically, potentially, the fruit and the meat can be eaten, that should be enough to be mechayiv meat to make a bracha. Isn't that what you argue to say? And he writes over here is that no, it's a law hilchos shrita. If you are slaughtering and you know as a fact that the meat is not going for a Jew, then there's no bracha on the maisa shrita. Even
they don't want to get involved in the issue because you could say it's going to be for a big seum. They ran out of stuff and they need more.
But don't say that. If you know for a fact, the dami rosh chodesh v'ragli varcha la shrita v'kevin she'ein yishol oichel mimen. It's a very, very big chiddush. V'tov liros latzniach chaticha l'shabbos or l'cholev yolos hatzrichen l'basar. The best thing is, since this is such a very big halachic dilemma, if you do a shrita and the shrita, the meat's going for a guy, maybe really you should need to make a bracha. Whoever said that the din, the bracha of ala shrita is dependent on who is the recipient of the meat, it would be ideal if you're working for the government, working for goyim, to take a little piece of meat for yourself. And what do you do with it? Freeze it for Shabbos or bring it to a chayla, someone who needs it. That way you will avoid the shayla of doing a ma'isa shrita without making a bracha. See to it that a small piece of meat from the animal will be eaten by a Jew, so then l'chatchila you can make the bracha.
But on the kosher meat also, only half a cow is used. The other half is given.
Okay, but it doesn't. It doesn't matter. As long as a kezias of basar of the entire animal is eaten by a Jew, that is enough to make the bracha ala shrita. So during the 9 days, the whole animal is not going for Jews, it's going for goyim. So he says, so what you should do is take a kezias and put it away for Shabbos or for a chayla, and that way lechatchila you could make the bracha and you avoid this halachic dilemma. Ach, im yevsho she'ayishol yoichal mizeh yishchit beloy bracha. So in a chanami, if the Jew is not going to eat therefore do not make a bracha ubele bedika, and there is no need to do bedika. You don't have to take out the lungs, blow them up, and inspect them to determine if there's a sircha, and that's not necessary. Today they don't just inspect the lungs anymore. Today we live in a very complicated world. They do bedik on everything. They do the better slaughterhouses. They do a very elaborate bedik. It used to be the only bedik you do is the lungs. Everything else, you assume, goes basaroy.
8 seconds.
Not anymore. Now they really became a very firm world. They do bedikas in all different organs. All different organs which have potential for problem do bedika.
Like the Rebbe said, if you can't do it in 8 seconds, you can't do it in 8 minutes.
Oh, well, that's for the lungs in 8 seconds?
Yeah.
That's all they do, the whole lungs
in
8 seconds?
If you can't do it in 8 seconds, everybody heard you. If you can't do it in 8 seconds, you can't do it in 8 minutes.
All right. By the way, when I studied kashrus, so they explained to us, an empire for birds. So they do a lot of chumers too. They never did before. They inspect the intestines. The machine lines up. It's like 20 feet long. The intestines of a bird. You think a little teeny bird. How long could the intestines be? You're shocked how long they can be these right. intestines. And they run their hand down the entire thing in a split second, not 8 seconds, in 1 second. And if they feel something, they put it on the side and then they look it over more carefully. They don't feel anything, they do one thing, then it goes to the next.
How do they know which
chicken? What?
How do they know which chicken?
It's connected. The machine, it's very accurate. The bird is hung by its feet and it goes down in a semi line, and there's a machine which punctures the stomach and pulls out with perfect accuracy, pulls out the intestines, and somehow has it roll out. And then there's mashkiach there that very quickly runs his hands down, and he can determine what they said. They told us very common is pebbles, because in the United States of America, it is illegal to feed a bird for 24 hours prior to its death. Can we slaughter it? They electrocute it. You have to let it. They live. Talk about tsar bali chayim. Birds today are starved for 24 hours before they are killed. Why? Bacteria. Because the food is not fully digested, and when it's not fully, they would feed the bird feed to these birds. The food is not fully digested, and not fully digested food in their stomach after slaughtering through packaging it can cause all different types of diseases. So therefore, by law, you're not allowed to feed the birds for 24 hours. And you try not eating 24 hours and see how you feel. And over here, these poor little birds, yeah?
Next week. So going back to what you said before, the shirk not making bracha.
Yeah.
What happens if there's not religious people?
Doesn't matter. You make a bracha. It doesn't matter. You make the bracha.
So how can you even assume
that
there's not going to be...
He's discussing a very rare case. He's discussing a case of a little shtetl, a little shtuck somewhere. You have 30 people in the whole city. Everyone there is accounted for. And he's slaughtering the animal. And then there's a government. So you're dealing in a chum. It's very weird. Bizman hazeh, this is unheard of today. Because bizman hazeh, there's always going to be an irreligious Jew that's going to be eating the meat. So the whole thing is irrelevant today. You're right. Right? You know, this is just a theoretical concept that we indeed are shechting only for a select group of people. And you know who they are. Then if they're a goyim, you do not make a bracha al hashlut. That's a fasting fiddish. And it's not so simple. That's why the chatchila, you should try the least in kazayis for a religious Jew. And let's go back to it very quickly. Is that in America, they do a lot of chumas they did not do years ago, but there are a lot of things they do not do. For example, they do not check the lungs. A bird has teeny, teeny little lungs.
But they never used to check on their lungs.
They don't. In America, they don't. In Eretz Yisrael, they do. Eretz Yisrael birds, when you buy poultry in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what the prices are. First of all, it's not the same. Okay, the quality of the poultry is far inferior to what you get in America. In America, it's much more plump, robust.
It's
in Eretz Yisrael, it's schwach. That contributes.
Right.
And also, but besides is the bedikas they do in Eretz Yisrael is much, much more thorough. They check everything. They check even the lungs. They go there. Every part of the bird, for whatever reason, Eretz Yisrael, they have very high standards in kashrus. Every part of
That's
the bird
why
is checked.
They won't accept anything from
America.
The United States.
They don't
won't
ship.
Accept any food from America
meat, really?
Israel. Yeah.
Wow, because
they
the standards are much higher. It doesn't mean.
You bring it in your suitcase, it's different, but the imported stuff on a large
commercially. But it doesn't mean that it's really not kosher. It's less because in America, the shot of there being problems in these organs is very, very rare. In Eretz Yisrael, for whatever reason, the way the birds are raised, there are issues. So there's a need for them to be inspected. In Chutz Yaretz, we only inspect what is a statistical probability and halacha that needs to be checked. Because it's very, very fascinating what exactly check, what don't exactly check. Standards still very, very high. I was telling you that they starve the birds for 24 hours. So what happens when the birds are in the crates?
No more crates.
No more crates?
Boxes.
Boxes?
Yeah.
Why boxes?
Whatever it is, they stop using crates.
So when the birds are in the boxes, cardboard boxes? Cardboard boxes?
No more crates. Cardboard boxes.
I guess maybe it's because it's recyclable.
They're wax crack, you know.
Because the plastic probably gets dirty.
Keeps the ice
bacteria.
To ice
no,
around
he's
the
talking about the live animals.
The live birds.
The
live birds.
I'm sorry. I've seen the boxes.
The live birds I saw come in the crates. They have these
18
wheelers. 18 wheelers deliver massive numbers of birds in crates.
Hungry
birds. And they're all in crates and on an assembly line on this conveyor belt in a crate. And these birds, Rachmanis on them, they have not eaten for 24 hours. They're starving, mom, they're starving this. So what do they do when they get very desperate? They look for what to eat. And if they find in the crate a pebble, that's my lunch for today, a pebble. And if they can't find the pebble, you know what they do? They eat the feathers off their neighbor. In a crate, you have about a couple of birds, five, six birds. So they pluck, they eat off their, they eat feathers. So what happens? So in the intestines, these pebbles and the feathers cause them to become perforated. They get holes. And when there's a hole in the intestines, it's treif. So 99% of the problems that they find in the intestines are pebbles that cause there to be holes or feathers because the birds are starving and they eat off each other. So and this is something unheard of. Talmud Chazal, no such thing as you wait 24 hours. 24 hours, you starve a bird for 24 hours. This is an American minhag. This is the FDA. FDA insists because of bacteria, disease. So, you know, we have a...
Why did they ask, what about water?
I don't think they give water either. I don't know. Maybe I won't. They spray water. Maybe they do give water. I don't know. Maybe they do. But food, they tell definitely not. And that's by not giving them food, it creates a new halachic problem for the Baitkin, because when a bird is starving to death, it's going to do desperate things. Now let's go further. So here we learn over here that you don't do shchita and you don't make a bracha. And the, now Ava Linchar. Now again, we're over here. I'm up to where Linchar. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines from the bottom. So here the question is, if this meat is in any way not going to be eaten by a Jew, it's going to be given to Goyim, don't even bother doing shchita. Shoot it. Electrocute it. Like that's how Purdue. Purdue, they electrocute their birds. That's what they do. It's an electric chair. What? First, that's right. They start for an hour and then they electrocute.
That's much more humane than shchita.
And then they electrocute it. So Ava Linchar Ye Shmei HaGedoylim She'ein Daitam Noicha Mizeh. Some say that's not a solution. In other words, I have a solution. You have a whole Shiloh, should I make a bracha? So don't get involved in the bracha. Just kill it without Shchita. Electrocute it. So therefore, you certainly don't make a bracha. So the Gedoylim say that's not the right thing to do. That's not humane. That's not. You see, Chazal says, this is amazing. Go show this to the government. Even when we're not going to eat from the meat, and Mimela, we're not going to make a difference, we don't make a show, and if we have a dilemma making a shachian, even Chazal said, be kind to the creature. If you have to take its life in the most humane, the most painless way, and that is a maisa shachita, do not do a maisa nechira.
Is that the reason?
Nechira, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
They shock the animal because it freezes the blood in the animal.
Nechir b'alei, nechir literally means instead of cutting the neck horizontally, you cut the neck vertically. That's what nechir means in Chazal's understanding. Nechshchita is.
Nechir is by the nose.
No, but that's not what nechir. Nechir means the neck. It means the neck, but you cut the neck to sever the veins and the arteries vertically, instead of cutting it horizontally. Shchita is horizontal, nechira, that's how I remember learning the chul.
No, you're right.
If you're going to do nechira, he writes here, if you're going to do nechira, then the Jew should not do it. Better a goy do nechira, v'tov linchar ayden yehudi v'ayda yishol, period. There, this is discussed. There's more details which he doesn't quote. If you have a Jewish city, do not begin shchit until Tisha B'Av is over. On Thursday, so then there's not enough time because then you need Shabbos. If you first get the shech, start shechting on Friday, you're not going to be able to get the meat to the consumer by Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. So then you have no choice. You're allowed to shecht on Tisha B'Av. Achar chatzos lichvoid Shabbos.
When they didn't have fridges, or even when they have fridges?
Doesn't say. I guess it's a matter of time. There's not enough time. So he says the earliest you can shecht is on Tisha B'Av after chatzos. I don't know more than that. It doesn't say more than that.
And they start doing it early on Friday nowadays for a different reason. Then you wouldn't even have it for Monday.
Wouldn't have time altogether.
Yeah,
there's no one to sell the parts of the animal that the Jews do not eat because it's too complex to take out the gira nosha or the chalef. Oi ulai tit doif habehema.
It will become. If you don't shecht it right and the humbeim is treif, you give it to a guy. Since they don't eat on Friday.
Okay, whatever the situation is, the animals will go to waste. Yecholim lishchoit b'yon dalet koidem tisha ba'av. In a chanami, if there's not going to be enough time, you shecht on tisha ba'av, and you can do it before tisha ba'av. Ba'akol lufi or inyan, it all depends upon the situation. Lufi rosein ha'moire. And the Paisek Halacha, the BMS Ein Vizesh Shum Tam Lesser, the Ein Kan Min Simcha, the Gam Lashayach Limitzah, there's no need to make a gzera in this situation. Dil Ma'asi Lumecha Mine, you can only come to eat from it, Kemosh Yesh Mish Shachoshesh Lazer, like those who are concerned about this issue. Udvarim Tumumchem, Dohayev Shalechol Achi Yivashal Abbas, you have to first cook it. By the time you cook it, you're going to remember. Those people who do lahachis, no one is suspect on this. So the bottom line over here is that Mi'ikar HaDin, you are allowed to shechita during the 9 days if your intent is to eat the meat after Tisha B'Av, which is interesting because that's not like cleaning your clothing. When it comes to cleaning your clothing, you're not allowed to clean your clothing even though your intent is to use the clothing after Tisha B'Av, no matter what. There's no exception to the rule. So one would argue when it comes to shechita, since maybe even if your intent is to do the shechita in order to eat the meat after Tisha B'Av, it should be the same exact thing as cleaning your clothing. Yet we see it's not so.
It is true. It's only for Shabbos.
What? But what about after? What about after Tisha B'Av? After Tisha B'Av for Shabbos. So let's say it's during the 9 days. You want to clean your clothing so I can have clean clothing for Shabbos Nachamu. I want to send my suit to the cleaners.
You can clean it in the day.
They just can't
produce it in the day. Cleaning, you can.
No, not necessarily. But let's say you have a hecha timsa. Let's say you would have a hecha timsa where you would. What would the halacha taka be? You have a hecha timsa where you give it to the cleaners. It takes 2-3 days. Would you be allowed to give your suit to the cleaners now in order to pick it up for Shabbos? L'chor not. L'chor not. Why not? Cleaning is more mchomor. Meat, I guess, it's more essential. You need to survive. You need to eat. It was parnasa. I don't know, but he's very. The bottom line is we're very, very lenient. When it comes to shechita lechatchila, you should not do shechita until after Tisha B'Av. B'diavad, you can do it on Tisha B'Av lechatzos. B'diavad, you can do it even before Tisha B'Av during the 9 days. There's no technical prohibition to do shechita. The prohibition is to eat the meat. And don't tell me that I'm going to do shechita, I'm going to get hungry. I'm looking at this meat. I'm looking at the meat, and I'm shachting it. I'm going to forget, I'm going to put it in my mouth. No, you're not. You're not going to put it in your mouth raw meat. You're not going to do that. You're going to cook it. You're going to cook it. And by the time you cook it, you're going to remember, wait a minute, it's the 9 days. I'm not allowed to eat meat during this period of time.
You're allowed to buy wine.
In a chanami, you're allowed to buy wine. Buying wine is not exactly, you're not doing a maisa.
You buy meat during the 9 days too?
Right, you're not doing a maisa shchita. So buying meat, same thing, you're allowed to buy. But cleaning is mochamer. You're not allowed to send your clothing to the cleaners during the 9 days, even though your intent is to use it after the 9 days for Shabbos. It's still forbidden. Chavav. Kaslu Rabbi Seinu Balei HaShulchan Aruch B'Sevyot Sheyesh Mi She'omer Shehanoig Sheloi Lechel Basa B'Yom HaNizkarim Mutanim B'Tavshol Shemispashol Boi Basa. You're allowed to have a dish which has ingredients which are fleishiks. As long as you don't have a chaticha, a piece of meat. Okay, you have a dish, you have some type of dish, and the ingredients are fleishiks, whatever, you'll come up with whatever, somebody has some gravy, chicken soup, it was soaked in chicken, right, it's chicken soup, so what more do you want? It's not, there's no piece of chicken, but the flavor of the soup is from chicken. Anything like that, there are those, we don't follow this in one moment, but there are those who want to suggest that it is mutter. It is mutter, it's only forbidden to eat a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, poultry. But to eat a dish that has ingredients that are meat is permitted. V'asudim b'basar meluach, it is only forbidden. Mutar b'tam shal shem spashal basar, v'asur b'basar meluach, salted meat, u'basar oif, or bird meat, poultry, v'yayin toisem, or toises, in fragrant wine. Mutar lishtaper. So someone, now he's going to say in a few moments that we don't accept this. We're machmer. Halacha l'maisa, we're machmer. If the product is certified as being fleishiks, awesome. That's the bottom line. However, you're allowed to go cook, you're allowed to eat something which was cooked in fleishik dika utensils, and you don't have to wait 6 hours, even though you're not allowed to eat it with milk. In other words, let's say you have a fleishik dika pot that's a ben yomo. You have a pot that was used for meat within the last 24 hours, and you warm up and you cook some rice, a kugel, rice, whatever it is. Are you allowed to eat the kugel or the rice together with a glass of milk? Absolutely not, because this was prepared in a utensil that was used for meat within the last 24 hours. Do you have to wait 6 hours after eating this dish to eat milchiks? No, definitely not. You don't. So that is mutter. Just because the product was prepared in a utensil which is fleishiks within 24 hours, that is mutter. But if the dish itself has within it ingredients that are fleishiks that would require you to wait 6 hours, that may not be eaten during the 9 days according to our minug. Not like what he said over here, that it's mutter.
Today is the restaurants that have enough. places, restaurants that have a 9-day menu. If you ask, you'll see that it was, used to be, that they would be using their dishes, their fleishig utensils, to cook the 9-day menu.
So you're not allowed to leave, you're not allowed to have milkers.
The Hashgachas now won't allow that. Uh-huh. They make them get
special utensils. The yayin, so now what about havdalah? Since we have to do it more detail, another time, but umutu lishos yayin havdalah, you're allowed to use wine for havdalah, ubirchas hamazon, v'noyhagim l'hachmesh lishtos yayin loy b'birchas hamazon, loy b'havdalah, elen noisnim l'tinuk, the minig is to give the yayin to the child for birchas hamazon and for havdalah. Okay, we discussed Rav Moshe Feinstein that says that it's not so b'zman hazeh. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's mutar b'lechatchila to drink wine for havdalah b'zman hazeh because that's what we do the whole year round. And the Ramah that says that you should give it to a child was discussing his generation where they never drank wine for havdalah. They always used beer for havdalah. So if you happen that particular week to use wine for havdalah, now is not the time to be machmir during the 9 days. You should give the wine to a child.
Shabbos,
yes, Kiddush. On Shabbos, there's
no...
Yes, permitted. Shabbos, there's no restriction when it comes to bus of the yayin. Absolutely. The same way you can have meat at your meal, you're allowed to have wine during the meal the entire Shabbos. No restriction. Shilas Mitzvah Shabbos. It's no longer Shabbos. It's now Mitzvah Shabbos making Havdalah. Havdalah al-Hayayin. Should you drink the wine? So he says here, B'di'evid, yes. L'chatchila, give it to a child. The Rav Moshe says that B'zman Hazef, you make Havdalah every single Mitzvah Shabbos on Yayin, then in Afilu L'chatchila, you can make Havdalah on Yayin. It's only if your minigis make Havdalah on beer, so now is not the time to be Machmir, and in that instance, you should give it to a child. We're welcome to L'chatinuk Mutul Yatzma. Kiddush. No restrictions. What? No restriction. You have kesuda shleima b'shaita. No restrictions. The most elaborate kiddush you can pass that money can buy. What? On Shabbos, it's mutter. On Shabbos, you can have a party. You can have whatever you want. Shabbos, even Shabbos chazon. Yeah, Shabbos chazon. You can do whatever you want. There is no restriction on Shabbos with regard to Oinik Shabbos. When everyone goes. Uvimakam deleka tinaik mutu viatzmo lishtois avdolah atkal lishtov anachmo nohagim leeso betavshul. Now he goes, that's what he says, Dikar halachis. Now he reviews and he fills in what is the common custom. He says, "Vanachnu, it is our custom, nohagim leeso betavshul shnispashul bebosar." Okay, our custom is that if the food, the dish, is certified meat, okay, the kashrus agency says that this piece of food is fleishix. That's it. It's over. Even though you don't have a piece of meat inside, we're machmir. This is a chumrah. Who says this? Magen Avraham says this. That's the minig, and no one should deviate from this minig. Anyway, it's not an issue because when was the last time you saw someone make birchas hamazon and wine during the week? It's not really correct. But the Sefer Shulchan, you're always supposed to have birchas yayin. By Birchas Hamazon and even during the week, for whatever reason, he acknowledged the Chashulchan, that's not our custom. Our custom is the only time we have Yayin, a Birchas Hamazon is on Shabbos. Even three people. You have a Shabbos meal, and you have three people, you're supposed to have a Kushal Yayin. There's no excuse. Okay?
People don't do it.
Don't do it. They don't do it on Shabbos. They don't do it on Shabbos, and they certainly don't do it during the week. But during the week, even during the week, Me'ikar Adin, there's no harm done if you are make Birchas Hamazon al Kushal Yayin. You say Boirei Pri HaGafen and you drink it, and then you recite an Al HaGafen. The only time you bench Al HaKois and you do not recite, you do not drink it, is Sholosh Seudos going into Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the only exception. And there's an exception to the exception, and it's a Shev Brachas. So basically, you go to a standard Shalosh Shuvos in the Shul, where they have shalosh, and then they make benching, and then they daven Maariv right away. So then you do not recite Borei Pri HaGafen on the Kodesh Shal Birchas HaMazon because it's after Shkia, and you didn't make Havdalah yet. The ideal thing is you're supposed to use it for Havdalah. The problem is many shuls say don't make Havdalah anymore. So then really it becomes a real Shiloh. You should really then make Borei Pri HaGafen and drink it after Shalosh Shuvos, but no one's going to do that because it used to be every shul or every home, when you do, you have shalosh shuris, so you always gonna have an opportunity not to waste that kais, to use it for havdalah. So whether you're home, you can do it, or if you're in shul, they make havdalah in shul. Today, there's a new mitzias. There's a new reality in shul today. Is there's a shalosh shuris in some shuls, and there's no havdalah. Everyone goes home for havdalah, and they don't make havdalah in shul. So then, it should really be that you should really make a bari priya gofen when you finish shalosh shuris on the kayish shal berachas hamazon. However, once already we don't do it, it's already been accepted not to do it. We'll never do it. The only exception to this rule is if you have a sheva brachas for shalosh shuris and shul. So then it's machlekes apoiskim. Chosn kala. What do you mean?
They don't make shevas for that reason. So
it shouldn't be a shiloh.
There's no shiloh.
What? Chosn kala. But why are even they allowed? They didn't make havdalah yet. Why even are they allowed?
Like
they
didn't make havdalah yet.
The chosn
bench.
So what? That's exactly. So chosn benches.
So you covered all
the benches. The chosn benches, and you're making the shiloh brachas, but you didn't make havdalah yet.
So the baruch bench or the chosn benches?
The chosn bench. So what does that accomplish? The chosn bench.
It's still after Shabbos.
And you make the Shabbos. It's still after Shabbos. You can make havdalah yet. You still can't drink it. The issue is not the one who bench. The issue is you're not allowed to eat until you make havdalah. It's a machlokes apayskin. Some paiskim, ruba deruba among the bnei Ashkenaz, is this is an exception. Even though you make havdalah, you drink. The one who benches drinks, or the chassan should bench.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. The chassan doesn't really make a difference. The koi shoulder is you're reciting on this koi seven blessings. So l'chari, you give it the chassan bench, and you give it to the chassan and kala, they drink this bench. However, by chassidim, they don't do this. I once saw, I thought it was a very big chutzpah, just because Shah said you should be in the shul, is where there was a Sher Brachas in an Ashkenazi shul, where they had Sher Brachas, every so often there was Sher Brachas, and the rabbi always paskined, you drink the kais, the chosn kala, the chosn should drink the kais. And happened to be that Sher Brachas, there was an Ashkenaz shul, there were chassidim. The chassan came from a chassidish family. Believe me, they were no chassidim, but the father of the chassan was a shtickle chassid. So the father of the chassan, he said to the rabbi, we're not going to drink. So it's a chutzpah. The rabbi is the one who makes the halachic decisions, and this is the minhag hamakom. I mean, this shul, we've done this so many times, and all of a sudden the father of the chassan, he knows better. He knows better than the rabbi, and he's going to go tell the rabbi what to do. So the rabbi, he insisted. So the rabbi, so he didn't want to put up a fight. So he let it go. But that's not right. If you're a guest in someone else's shul, so you follow the minhag hamakom. So this can be a touchy, controversial issue when it comes to the birchas hamazon. So let's go further. Now he goes further and he says the birchas hamazon. What? Shev Rachas in the 9 days. Why can't it happen? You get it because we're doing it in 3 weeks. So what would you do then? So it's like Havdalah L'chara. It's like Havdalah. Well, let's say someone gets married during the 9 days. So L'chara is like Bris Milah. Like Bris Milah, Pinyin Aben. L'chara, the halacha would be that you're allowed, at least B'dieved, L'chatchila, you give it to a child. He gives to a child, let's say, partially the image. Halach, what? Shem, what? Brachamim. Some will take all your shirach, yeah?
Does that apply to the girl too?
Yeah.
You say, Shem, you cut Benny Acha, that maybe.
A chassel will take it away? That's, yeah, absolutely. What difference? Why? Certainly. There's no difference.
Is the chi of an arrow on him?
There's a chi. But she gets a mitzvah, even though she has another chi of Piru, but she gets a mitzvah. And it's Rasher. It's Rasher. So, there's no Shaila. Halacha is you're allowed to get engaged even on Tisha B'Av. We'll talk about that after the break. You're allowed to get engaged even on Tisha B'Av itself. You're allowed, why? Shema Yikadmena Acher Birachamim. Someone may steal your Shirach. So, in order to put a stop order, a restraining order on anyone else, you're allowed to lock in. Let's go further. Let's finish up this paragraph. Okay, the Oisin Avdullah And the partial who dim yeros and the yain lebrach samoz and gam beloy ze ein anoy gim chol bekoyes brach samoz. It's not even an issue during the week because we don't bench on the yain. U partial who dim yesh loy koyes im yesh the im yesh koyes yesh shel sheicha. There's no restriction in the 9 days drinking beer. You're only not allowed to drink wine. Beer you can have. I made dvash or some type of sweet drink of Gemar Medina. Ach behavdala, yesh mehagim lishtois. When it comes to havdala, the minig is to drink the yayin. Vanachnu ein shoysin. The oisim havdala la shechar, or hashulchan writes that it was not his custom. They do not drink wine and they make havdala on beer. If you do make it on new yayin, better give it to a child. Some hold that children are not part of the takana. This that it says that you don't eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days, that was only said for adults. But there's no chinuch habanim with regard to children, and that's why you give it to a child. That's why, because always there's a problem. If you can't do it, what are you accomplishing by giving it to a child? You're training the child to averis. There's no chinuch. I can't drink the yayin, so I'm going to give the yayin havdalah to the child. Yeah, that's how you machanach your child. You give him the wine to drink. It must then be that there's no restriction on children. This is a chumrah that Chazal lechatchila only instituted on adults, not on children. So a child, it's not an exception. He eats meat the whole week. He eats meat. So he said that's not so. It's a good try. It's a good try, but no cigar. The ain haminikin etzleinu. We don't do that. We don't give children meat during the 9 days. Of course, if you have children who are very weak, and the doctor says must have meat, of course, mutter. The imig the gam gol mutter also kishul cholish lachabasav if kashukasav. The gam boros women were pregnant. The haminikas nursing women im kashal hem lachal cholav adam mutam lahach lahem basav oif period. The im ain basav oif. So go in madregos. First, give them poultry. You can't give them that and give them meat. Yochlu basav hema. The makom chashash brios aguf legalju. Anytime where there's an issue of health. Then Chazal did not step in. Ach, b'stam tinoikos bevade in lachilam. A healthy child should not be fed meat. Ma'acholi basa b'chein aminig. That's our custom in lashanes, and no one should deviate. V'zeh shakasu litin havdalah. So back to the question. So why then are we giving yayin havdalah to the child? You're training them. They're not allowed to do it. Since our custom is we don't give children yayin basa, so by giving them yayin basa, you're teaching them doing avera. You're causing them doing avera. V'zeh shakasu litin havdalah litinoikos. V'zeh b'vnei shagam be'atzma mutu lishtois. That's because you yourself can also drink. In other words, you're not really doing it because I also can drink the yayin. So why am I giving it to my child? So I could drink the wine, my child could drink the yayin. The imein tinuk yishte bi'atzmo, if the child doesn't want to drink, I'll drink it. Ach, kishayesh tinuk mutav shayishte ha'tinuk, mishayishte ha'gol, v'lo imibnei shal tinuk ha'shuta litin lochem, bosa lachatchila. It's not because you can give it to them lachatchila. It's a combination. Since me'ikar hadin, I am allowed to drink yayin havdala. So now, just going down one step is not so bad to give it to the child. But ein hachinam, if the halacha would be that I may not drink yayin, I only can use chamar medina, and I happen now to be using yayin, ein hachinam, the halacha would be that it would be forbidden for me to give the yayin to the child. It's only because the mikra did I can drink the yayin myself, that's why I can give the yayin to the child. All right, we're going to stop here. Okay, next week, I'm not sure, we might do other things next week in halacha, we'll see, yeah.
So in the matter after Shabbos, you don't necessarily to make the Havdalah.
You have to. There are two dinim. This Havdalah b'tzvila and this Havdalah ala kois.
Yeah, but in this case, you could wait until Wednesday.
No. Wednesday, you're only until Tuesday. You're only going 3 days. Only 3 days you can wait. And that's only b'diavad. It's only b'diavad. You have to do it right away.